structural drawing sort of area of the chemistry. So for our coordination sphere isomers then, what's the oxidation state of cobalt in this pentaamine bromo complex? Now if it was 1 plus with the bromide, what would the charge be on the square bracket? It would be 0. Yeah, it has to be 2 plus so that we leave a 1 plus on the square bracket and make that balance to the anion that's there. So all we're doing then is we're simply swapping the chloride, which is a anion balancing this thing, with the bromo ligand, and we're pushing that bromo ligand out to become bromide and the chloride in to become chloro. So it's a nice example of a set of coordination sphere isomers. If you had what, 2 chlorides out here? Yeah, the difference is you know, you would have to have this is octahedral geometry there, so you would have to have a different number of ammonias. You'd have to have 4 of those. So if you punched a bromide in and pushed a chloride out, that would be fine. But you've got to maintain the same coordination number. Yeah. Now down the bottom here, we're holding the coordination number constant, but we're actually changing the oxidation state on the metal. This is still a type of coordination sphere isomerization, and it's given a special name because it just involves waters, so it's then hydrate isomerization.